Hey, everyone. Welcome back to True Crime Sleep Stories, the podcast where we dive into the eerie underbelly of the world. Those stories that keep you up at night, whispering secrets from the dark. Before we get into tonight's episode, I have to gush about last week. CrimeCon in Denver, Colorado was absolutely amazing. What an event. I met so many wonderful people, true crime enthusiasts, fellow podcasters, and just fascinating souls who share this passion for true crime and things that go bump in the night. I was so excited to meet lots of you, my loyal listeners, face to face. Your stories and support mean the world. And shout out to the new listeners I connected with. Welcome to the family. I hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed chatting with you all. CrimeCon was a highlight, but it also got me thinking about Denver's dark side. So, in honor of that incredible convention and the city that hosted it, this episode is dedicated to Denver and all the creepiness it holds. From shadowy alleys to sprawling secrets under the plains, Denver's got layers of mystery we'll peel back tonight. Settle in, dim the lights, and let's fly into the unknown. Tonight we're heading to Denver International Airport, DIA, as the locals call it. Opened in 1995, it's the sixth busiest airport in the world. A gleaming behemoth on the outskirts of Denver, spanning 53 square miles of Colorado prairie. But beneath the hustle of travelers and the roar of jets, DIA harbors whispers that have fueled conspiracies for decades. Is it just an airport? Or a gateway to something far more sinister? Underground bunkers, Illuminati symbols, murals depicting apocalypse. DIA's lore is a rabbit hole of the uncanny. We'll touch on all the major theories swirling around this place, going deep on a few that chill to the bone. And since we're honoring Denver's creepy legacy, we'll weave in some true crimes from the area. No connections to the conspiracies, just stark reminders of the shadows that linger nearby. Buckle up, listeners. Your flight into darkness departs now.
Welcome to Denver International Airport. Please proceed to security and have your photo ID ready.
Let's start with the basics that birthed the beast. DIA was built to replace the old Stapleton Airport, which was too small and snow-prone for Denver's growing hub status. Construction began in 1989, and the project ballooned to a staggering $4.8 billion, way over budget, with delays pushing the opening from 93 to 95. Conspiracy theorists latched on to that cost immediately. Why so much money? Where did it go? The prevailing theory, massive underground bunkers dug deep into the earth for something far from mundane airport ops. Folks claim these tunnels house a secret base for the New World Order, an elite cabal plotting global control. Picture this. Miles of subterranean corridors stocked with supplies for doomsday, connected to Cheyenne Mountain's NORAD complex just 100 miles south. Witnesses, former workers, pilots have come forward with tales of unexplained excavations. One ex-post from a supposed ex-contractor in 2022 described hearing hollow booms from below the runways at night, like something massive shifting underground. Deeper dives reveal blueprints leaked online showing levels labeled restricted access, with elevators that don't stop at baggage claim. Skeptics say it's just for baggage handling and utilities. The airport's automated system is underground after all. But the sheer scale? Over 100 miles of tracks for driverless trains hauling luggage. Theorists argue that's a cover for human transport, or worse. Imagine elites fleeing catastrophe via hidden rails while the rest of us scramble above. It's not just paranoia. FOIA requests have uncovered odd funding from federal black budgets, fueling the fire. DIA's bunkers aren't proven, but they're the conspiracy cornerstone, a hidden heart beating beneath the surface. Speaking of hidden hearts, let's go deeper into one of the most visual smoking guns, the murals. Installed in the mid-1990s by local artist Leo Tangema, these massive wall paintings in the terminal greet arrivals with, well, the apocalypse. The west wall shows a gas-masked child in a barren wasteland, soldiers with rifles, and a weeping woman cradling a dead child, imagery straight out of a dystopian nightmare. Opposite it, the east wall depicts a rainbow coalition of diverse people in harmony, planting trees and mourning soldiers. Theorists point to Illuminati symbolism. The dark side foretells genocide or bioweapon release. The light side, the new world, after the purge. Why put this in an airport? To desensitize travelers to coming chaos? Tangema himself said it was about peace and anti-war, inspired by his Mexican heritage and Denver's immigrant history. But dig deeper. The murals include Masonic-like symbols, a sun with rays, a hammer, and sickle subtly woven in. One panel has a figure in a blue hood, evoking the Grim Reaper overseeing the mourning. Online forums buzz with photos zoomed in on hidden faces in the crowds, and even reptilian eyes. And the dedication plaque? It reads AUAG, shorthand for gold and silver, but theorists claim it's a code for the alchemical transformation of society. These aren't subtle. They're in your face as you deplane, staring you down. In 2018, a viral X-thread dissected every brushstroke, claiming the child in the mask represents the surviving seed of the elite bloodline. Whether art or augury, the murals make DIA feel like a portal to unease. But the weirdness doesn't stop at paint. Overhead, the architecture screams symbolism. Those jagged tent roofs? Inspired by the Rocky Mountains, sure, but theorists point to teepees or ancient pyramids. Native American motifs twisted for Masonic rituals. The floor, inlaid with Masonic symbols. The square and compass etched in granite, surrounding a phoenix rising from flames. Denver's not even a big Masonic hub, yet here it is, front and center. And the capstone? A dedication stone from 1994, stamped with the Freemason's symbol and the words New World Airport Commission, a group that doesn't exist. Airport officials say it was a placeholder for a fictional oversight board, but come on. Buried time capsules rest nearby, one to be opened in 2094, supposedly, and whispers say it holds elite manifestos. Ex-users in 2023 shared geotagged photos of energy lines, aligning the symbols with ley lines across the globe, tying DIA to ancient power spots. It's like the builders left breadcrumbs for the initiated. Now, let's zoom out to the runways. From above, DIA's layout looks like a swastika, a Nazi symbol etched into the earth. Six runways radiating from the terminals, curving just so. Google Earth doesn't lie. Tilt the view, and there it is. Built in the 90s, theorists claim it's a tribute to the Fourth Reich, with Nazis fleeing to South America via U.S. tunnels. Or worse, a landing pattern for UFOs, the curves guiding extraterrestrial craft. Airport planners swear it's for wind efficiency on the flat plains, but the resemblance is uncanny. A 2001 documentary highlighted it, and X exploded with satellite screenshots, some claiming the arms point to Illuminati sites worldwide. Deeper lore ties it to HAARP-like weather control, the runway's antennas for beaming signals. HAARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, a research facility in Alaska that studies the Earth's ionosphere by transmitting high-frequency radio waves into it. Flights delayed by freak storms, not Mother Nature. It's the airport manipulating the skies, of course. And then there's Blucifer, the 32-foot blue Mustang statue guarding the entrance. Eyes glowing red at night, veins bulging like it's alive. Sculptor Luis Jimenez died in 2006 when a piece fell on him during installation. Crushed, just like that. Is it a curse or a warning? The horse's demonic glare inspired by Mustangs Jimenez saw as a kid, but theorists see the devil's steed guarding the underworld below. Its eyes? LED lights powered by the airport's grid, flickering like a signal. After Jimenez's death, workers reported hauntings, tools moving, shadows of hooves. A 2019 X post from a guard claimed seeing the statue's head turn at midnight. Blucifer isn't welcoming. It's watching, a sentinel for the secrets inside. Secret vaults round out the roster. Rumors of cryogenically frozen elites in sublevels, or vaults holding alien tech from Roswell, shipped via DIA's vast cargo holds. One tale, a 1994 whistleblower letter to a radio show described tours of Level 5 lined with caskets and humming servers. Tied to the bunkers, these vaults allegedly store bioweapons or gold from Fort Knox. No hard proof, but the airport's isolation, 15 miles from Denver, makes it perfect for hush-hush ops. X-Threads dissect cargo manifests, spotting classified shipments from Washington, D.C. It's the puzzle piece that ties the bow on DIA's enigma. That's the full spectrum of DIA conspiracies. Bunkers for the elite, murals prophesying doom, Masonic floors, swastika skies, Blucifer's glare, and vaults of shadows. We've gone deep on the murals and bunkers because they're the visual and structural hooks that pull you in. But Denver's creepiness isn't just theoretical. As we honor the city post-Crime Con, let's touch on some true crime anecdotes from the area. Stark tales that underscore Colorado's dark undercurrents. No ties to the airport lore, just history's cold facts. First, just a few miles northwest in Boulder, about 40 miles from DIA, lies one of America's most haunting unsolved cases. The murder of JonBenet Ramsey. In December 1996, 6-year-old beauty pageant star John Benet was found beaten and strangled in her family's home basement, hours after a ransom note was discovered. Her parents, John and Patsy Ramsey, were suspects for years amid bizarre evidence. A garrote from household items, no forced entry, but were cleared by DNA in 2008. The case gripped the nation, with theories of intruders or family involvement swirling. Boulder, so close to Denver's orbit, became synonymous with innocence shattered. It's a reminder of vulnerability in quiet suburbs. And speaking of national nightmares, Denver's backyard holds the Columbine High School massacre. On April 20th, 1999, in nearby Littleton, two students killed 13 and wounded 24 before taking their own lives. Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold's rampage, fueled by isolation and rage, changed school safety forever. The library, where much of it unfolded, a site of profound loss, now a sad memorial. Denver felt the shockwaves, vigils, policy shifts, endless questions about warning signs. Closer to the city core, the Chris Watts case horrified in 2018. In Frederick, just north of Denver, Watts strangled his pregnant wife, Shanann, and daughters Bella and Celeste, dumping their bodies in oil tanks at a work site. His calm confession made it a true crime staple. Netflix docs, books, news headlines. Denver's media frenzy captured every twist. Then there's the Aurora Theater shooting, July 2012. James Holmes, armed to the teeth, opened fire during a Batman premiere, killing 12 and injuring 70. A Denver suburb cinema turned slaughterhouse. Mental health debates raged, gun laws shifted. Don't forget the Denver homeless killings of late 1999. 7 or more men in the Low Doe neighborhood, lower downtown, were bludgeoned, possibly by a serial killer targeting the vulnerable. Only one arrest stuck. The rest linger unsolved, a grim chapter in urban shadows. Additionally, Denver has the 1980s serial murders of 4 women solved in 2023 via DNA. Vincent Groves, linked to the sex worker strangler killings. Or Paige Bergfeld's 2007 disappearance from Grand Junction, her body never found, and her husband convicted. These stories paint Denver not as a sunny, mile-high city, but one laced with loss. One anecdote I couldn't verify but heard whispered was of claims that Scott Peterson flew through Denver shortly before his wife, Lacey's disappearance, in 2002. Fact checks turn up nothing solid, no records of such a flight in the timeline, so it's likely just urban myth, but it adds to the airport's aura of fleeting souls. Let's imagine a late-night wander through Denver International Airport, perhaps after a long weekend at CrimeCon. You're a weary traveler. A true crime podcast plays in your earbuds. The terminal is empty now. It's after midnight. Those murals loom. The masked kid stares into your soul like he knows. Footsteps echo on the Masonic floor. Is that a shadow moving? Lucifer's eyes glow outside, red as blood. Feel that chill? That's DIA's pull. The bunkers hum below, vaults sealed tight. Runways stretch like veins, pulsing with secrets. In this city of creepiness, Columbine's scars, Watt's betrayal, JonBenet's ghost, DIA stands as the ultimate enigma. Elites plotting? Art foretelling the future? Or just bad design? You decide. As you deplane from this episode, remember, airports are thresholds. What waits on the other side? Sleep tight, but check under your bed or in the lavatory. Thanks for joining me for True Crime Sleep Stories. If this episode sparked your fire, subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. I'll be back at CrimeCon in May, this time in Las Vegas, with more stories to tell. Good night, Denver, and the world beyond.